This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's 3 days of Latin dance. All sorts of classes, lectures, films, concerts, and performances celebrating salsa, bachata, merengue, cha-cha, and more. The fourth annual Albuquerque Latin Dance Festival takes place all over town, but culminates with a concert and dance party Saturday night outside at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. With us this morning is the festival's executive director, James Foley. James, welcome to KUNM.
Thank you, Spencer. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Tomorrow night, Saturday, outside in the NHCC's Plaza Mayor, you are setting up a big dance floor. Is that correct?
Yeah, the biggest. It's a 40 by 80. That dance floor will be filled. I mean, every year we increase the floor, and they're all dancers that come. But we have plenty of seating for, you know, concert goers as well. I guess up to 3,000 people, they say. So.
Wow. Tell me who is coming. You've actually got two wonderful bands who are going to be performing tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is a premier sort of breakout year for us. We're bringing in, from New York, the bachata legends Extreme and their frontman Danny D, and then our 2013 Grammy Award winner for Best Latin Album, Marlo Rosado. Marlo's coming with his singer, Joe. We're bringing in a conguero from New York, and he's got an amazing backing band here already of local musicians, led by Yosmel from Enjoy. Trombone section includes Cesar Bouvelet from Son Como Son. So just some heavy hitters that make up this all-star Albuquerque salsa band for Marlo.
Now, James, correct me if I'm wrong, but in addition to inviting members of the audience to dance tomorrow night at the NHCC, you're going to have some performances as well.
I believe we have seven performances, a mixture of large groups, young and old. I mean, we've got the National Institute of Flamenco, Los Niños, adult folklorico, baile folklorico. So lots of, you know, colorful costuming, lots of Latin dance, and, you know, spanning the spectrum of performance and social dance.
And I wanted to mention tonight in the Old Town Plaza in Albuquerque, you're going to have a community concert. Everybody's invited to.
Yeah. You know, and I just I really want to thank the city of Albuquerque, the Cultural Services Department, for being tremendous sponsors of this event again for the fourth year in a row. Jackie Zamora and Calle 66, an amazing local band, along with another, I believe, six or seven performances on the plaza around the gazebo.
Great. And, of course, audiences encouraged to dance along to the music tonight.
Yeah, we have radial dance floor. We have dance floor in all four directions around the gazebo. You can dance in the gazebo. There'll be one of the city's mobile stages, curbside for the band. There'll be party lights strung up above, and it's just a neat sort of old-world party.
Now, James, you mentioned that this is a real breakout year for you. It's been very popular for the previous three seasons. How is this year different?
Well, we're taking a lot of risk, I think, by bringing two live bands, two, you know, tremendously renowned bands on Saturday night. And we're bringing in a lot more talent, national, internationally known salsa instructors, talent from Texas, from San Antonio, from San Francisco, from Denver. You know, we'll have 100 people in some of these more popular workshop classes, you know, throughout the 3 days.
These classes are taking place today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yes, from 10 till 5 each
That's
day.
That's great. James Foley directs the Albuquerque Latin Dance Festival this weekend all across the city. The festival's main concert and dance party is Saturday night outside in the National Hispanic Cultural Center's Plaza Mayor. For tickets and a festival schedule, go to abqldf.com or call 980-3100. James, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. We'll see you on the dance floor.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.